You know, Uncle V has a cigar every day, but it is the 23rd of April, and if you're watching this, likely you're having a really good day too. Likely, if you have Blockfolio finger, and you know what I mean, if you've watched my videos before, you understand that that is a medical condition that is a thing. Especially if you become a pirate, it's just one of the issues that you have to deal with, Blockfolio finger. And if you want to truly understand that medical condition, just look down below. I don't know if it was my last video or the one before that, but I went into great detail about Blockfolio finger as a medical condition. And it is a thing. When you become a pirate, sure, there are certain rewards, but there are a lot of medical risks that come along with it. And as we walk together today, we're going to discuss those. Excuse me while I leave my neighborhood. There we go. But there's one condition that it's kind of embarrassing to be able to talk about, but I think that you and I have a relationship right now that I can be open and honest with you, and I hope you can be open and honest with me. I give you my commitment that you can. And look, all of us are in recovery of some sort, and all of us have our own issues. And I'm going to be very honest about mine that I have as a pirate. And it really tees up nicely our new sponsor to the show. It's my first sponsor to the show, and pretty proud of it. I debated whether or not to get a sponsor. Especially because of the subject matter. But look, I'm over 55 years old, and you know, I have this issue. And I think, really, I don't think it's age related. I really don't think it's age related. I think a lot of people are having the same issue. And anyway, I want to welcome my new sponsor, Piagra. Piagra is for pirates. And Piagra actually helps you with the medical condition of premature ebitulation. Premature ebitcoinlation is the proper term. Sometimes it's called premature ecellulation, but it's a condition. And Piagra has come out with a medication that allows you to be able to get rid of your premature ebitulation, premature ecellulation, and at the same time, the side benefit, ladies, the side benefit, gentlemen, is that you are going to obtain, and again, I know I'm kind of crossing the line here, but I'm honest with you guys. But man, oh man, today I started taking Piagra this last weekend. And when I invested in my first pirate chain coin, R, and you know, it slowly took a while to get into my system. Cigars taste much better, by the way, when you are taking Piagra. Actually, I think it's Piagra, not Piagra, because that. That's not good branding. So anyway, I wanted to tell you the best thing about it is it will give you multiple orgasms every single day. You have multiple orgasms if you take Viagra for premature ejaculation. Now, where else do you get this kind of content on YouTube? Nowhere, that's where. And so that's why you follow along with Uncle Vigilante on my daily journey, on my walks. And you know what I've decided to do? Because I think you enjoy these walks based upon the feedback that I'm getting from you other premature ejaculators who are also having your multiple orgasms. Orgasms, sorry about that. It's my Midwestern accent or non-accent, because we don't have accents in the Midwest. So I have to roll my R's. Premature orgasm. But boy, oh boy, does this Viagra work? And someone out there who's really creative, I'm going to find you. I'm going to just keep saying this out loud, and there's going to be one of you who's really creative with a Photoshop, who wants to be involved with my channel, who wants to be my producer. And I'm going to create content like this and send it to you, and you're going to edit it, and we're going to figure out how to post it to Odyssey and Library so I can go even a little further with my, I might lean a little more towards some of the subject matter that our Lord and Savior Jeff Berwick talks about. That man, tonight, he is going to be debating this dude. And you think, so anyway, why the multiple orgasms? Well, the one side effect to it is Blockfolio finger for sure. And, just go watch my video on that, because I really, really feel it's important that as we all learn about this cryptocurrency ecosystem, and you have to be aware of the dangers. And certainly Blockfolio finger is a danger. It is a thing. It is a medical thing. And as long as you're with me, look, we can go to recovery together on this. Hi, my name's Todd, and I have Blockfolio finger because I'm a pirate. Arr! Guys, isn't this fun? Isn't this fun? Yeah, pirate spit. But this is a blast. Holy shit, sports fans. I couldn't believe it. I have never made more money in a morning my entire life. And if you're watching this and you have a little bit of pirate, you know what I'm talking about. This was a holy moonshit. Wow. This is fun. This goes down in the fun category. I think we are all going to fondly recall these days together. And for those of you who haven't gotten in, here's a message from my sponsor, Viagra. You don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to be embarrassed. You didn't miss out on a thing. Sure, maybe a little foreplay. Sure, happens. Look, some people just don't, you don't get to the bar on time. I don't know the analogy, but what I do know is, let me just say it this way, shall we? Yes, we shall. I love a good cigar. Before I talk about the yes, we shall, I'm going to get a safety deposit box. No. Yeah, I'm going to do that too. I have that. I'm sorry. A P.O. box. I'm going to go old school like Big Bear used to do, to where instead of whatever they call the live chats or whatever the hell YouTube does, instead of giving them this giant cut of your hard-earned money, if you want to support this channel, or more importantly, Uncle Vigilante's cigar habit, I think I'm just going to get a P.O. box and I think if you want to send Uncle Vigilante out of appreciation for this content, anything to just, oops, what's going on here? You lost me. You lost me. Are you going to get my face back? Huh? Yeah, baby. Okay, I see you. I see you. Don't lose me again. I don't know why you lost me. But if you want to support this channel, how about this? I'll get a P.O. box, and you can send me a letter the old-fashioned way. We'll combine the old wineskin with the new wineskin. Doesn't work out for some people in the Bible. But you know what? Why not us? We'll figure it out. We figure this shit out together, don't we? So we'll figure out the old wineskin, which is snail mail, with the new, which is this channel and cryptocurrency. And instead of sending any kind of support through a gatekeeper, I'll put my P.O. box in the show notes below. And if you want to send Uncle Odd any kind of support, and I include support being emotional support, if you just want to send me a card that'll make my day, that just says you're thinking about me, that would be cool. If you want to send me a letter talking about your experience as a newbie, maybe how I've helped you, that would be cool. I'll read those on the air. I envision having a Friday night, you know, P.O. box night, where we just open up some packages and some letters and we read them, and I'll send out a Zoom link in the chat, and anyone out there who just wants to come join the family, I think my Zoom chat takes up to 100 people. We could just have a family gathering on a Friday or Saturday night. Open up some mail. And for those of you who might have access to a really good tasty cigar, that's what I'm talking about. And I could go on and walk and I'd say, this cigar is dedicated to David Weiss. David Weiss sent me this nice cigar. And he was also nice to send me 4,000 pirate coin. Oh, gosh. Speaking of David Weiss, David Weiss and Jaron, there's one other dude, one other friend of theirs, who's going to be, joining me, or I'm going to be joining them, I think, on Jaron's channel. So go to Jaronism.com. And make sure you get signed up there and you follow him on Jaronism on his YouTube channel. Next Wednesday, I'll tell you about what next Wednesday in a second. I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. We got an alligator there, guys. See that little fella? Can you see him? Oh, he just said goodbye. He said, Uncle Vigilante's here. That's when we exit under. Because Uncle Vigilante, I can take an alligator, man. I'll take him down. Skin him. Make me some boots. For my pirate gear. Arr! God, who's having more fun than us, huh? Those of you who listened to me when it was $3 and 75 cents, I think, was when I really started. Well, I know that I invested at 325, and then I went for a walk, and I came back and I said, fuck it, I'm going all in. And I sent more Bitcoin to Tradeogre to exchange for a pirate war chest. And at that point in time, so I think when I got in, my dollar cost or my average basis in the whole portfolio is 375. So if we're keeping score, John Laban, because yesterday I asked you to, actually you committed that you were going to invest in 100 pirate coin. It was trading at $8 and you committed that you would do that. I'm suspicious if you did. I didn't hear any confirmation. I know it's kind of a pain in the ass. I know you said you were going to send me $1,000. Doesn't work that way. I don't want your tax liability. I'm not buying it for you and sending them to you. That's too easy. If you're going to be a pirate, you have to dig for your own treasure, man. You have to walk the plank. And you find that plank over at Tradeogre. Most people watching this know what I'm talking about. But, yeah. So next Wednesday, or Tuesday at 3 p.m., we are going to have an absolute blast pirate celebration party for a couple of hours. We are just going to be stupid. It's going to be stupid fun. I already have all kinds of pirate gear en route. And I think my compadres do too. And it's going to be just a blast. So if you are a pirate and you want to have a blast, I want you to, what I'll do is I will join theirs and live stream it on Uncle Vigilante as well, and that'll get everybody. Or you could just go to Jaronism, his YouTube, sign up for that. But make sure you hit the notification bell down below. And my repetitive request is going to be, why don't you do the world a favor? Surely you have 3 colleagues, family members, or friends. Why don't you find one of the videos of mine that I've done that you like and send it to some loved ones. Let's help them go on our journey too. I had a meeting today. Excuse me. You know what that means. Yeah, the pirate had to spit. What the hell is that? Is that a snake? Nope. But I had we had an investor's presentation today. So I've been helping this company for the last 2 weeks work on a presentation to my bosses, and it is crypto related. I'll give you a little peek in the barrel. And you tell me below if this is something that would be interesting to you. The name of the company itself will give it away, which makes it brilliant. Crypturns. So, with this ecosystem, this crypto blockchain ecosystem, growing like you can't believe, the executive teams of these companies cannot keep up with qualified talent, with qualified resource. If you're a youngster, you tell me. Maybe you just went to college. I want you to tell me how many courses on cryptocurrency did you take, huh? Zero or zero? It's because they don't exist. Well, with Crypturns, you're going to be able to get an education. I don't care if you're black, white, speak English or don't, if you're 5'2" or 6'8". If you are smart and have an interest in where this crypto ecosystem is headed, which is going to be our future, and you want to become educated and perhaps work in the industry, then you could get your cryptoernship. You could learn all about it and learn how to not only teach others, but we'll place you in these companies that are growing. For example, we have a commitment from, I believe it's Block, Bitcoin.com, sorry, Bitcoin.com. They have pledged 10 crypternships, meaning that once crypterns are qualified through our educational system and they get their cryptern certification, then we will place them with these companies to where then they'll be, instead of an internship, it'll be a crypternship, to where they can work with these companies. And after like 4 months, the company can make the decision whether they want to bring that person on full time or not. Very, very freaking cool. It solves a huge problem, which is these giant companies, growing companies, need talent. We're going to provide the training. I will probably end up, if this gets funded by our company, I will probably end up tapping Jaron and other people to be able to put some course material together. But bottom line is, we just want to be able to place people in jobs, smart people. And if you're watching this, then you are, if you have a job or don't, this could be of interest to you. I mean, even if you're an older person and you just kind of want to reinvent yourself, there's no rules here, guys. My daughter is 17. I'm not, Jesus, 18. She just turned 18. I got the best text from her. I sent a text of a screenshot of my Blockfolio app. And told my wife and my daughter, I said, yeah, made X amount of money since breakfast. This is a pretty good morning. And my daughter sent me back a text that I will treasure, which was, Dad, how can I learn this? And I responded back, become a cryptern. And she asked, how? And I said, give me a week. So that shows you that, she got accepted into UF. UF, they had a 13% acceptance rate, University of Florida. I think it's like the top 6 school in the country. And she earned it, man. She worked so hard. I'm very proud of her. But she's interested in being a cryptern. Because you can be a cryptern if you're going to college. You can be a cryptern if you have a job. You can be a cryptern if you don't have a job. Write down below in the comments if you like that idea of perhaps getting certified as a cryptern, getting the education, and then ultimately being placed with a company that needs people who know their shit when it comes to crypto and blockchain technology. I couldn't be more excited about it. And I think this proves God exists. Because all the people that are coming together on this project, it's like not in a million years would all of these coincidences would have happened to bring us all together. And some other things happened during the presentation at the end of it, to where our CEO did what he does. He's a genius. He just started connecting these dots in his head, saying, we got to talk to this person. We have to talk to this fund. We have to talk to these people. We could apply this to this portfolio company. This could leverage that portfolio company. It was very cool. So I believe this morning I saw a company born, and now we're going to raise it. We're going to raise that little baby. And I don't know. Might grow up to be president. Might run the world. Might grow up to be Klaus Schwab. Yet, a good Klaus Schwab. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. I love this walk. I walk by this school every day. This is my favorite part of the walk. If you take a look, at this sign. Somebody put that sticker there. I don't know. Hey, honey, are you going to find me? I don't think you found my face. I do not think you found my face. Here I am. Yeah, hi. How you doing? How you doing, honey? Yeah, I love you too. Good girl. My camera is a girl, I think. Pretty sure it's a girl. So that is that's this new business initiative that is going to look in the spirit of why not us. That was a question I challenged everybody, which was, why shouldn't we be the job placement company in this emerging industry that everyone relies on like a kickstand to get them good, pre-qualified, educated talent? And the cool thing that we're going to do, just a little inside baseball here. Nah, I don't know if I can share that. I think I can't share that. That would violate my DNA. Other people are trying to violate my DNA. But I have an NDA that I can't share one thing. But if I did, you'd like it. So tonight, and I'm sorry I'm shitty with names, so I can't remember the channel, but there's probably somebody who can tell me what it is. But tonight, if you tune in at 6 p.m. at the Uncle Vigilante channel, I'm going to try to figure out how I can live stream Jeff Berwick's interview, where he's going to be at this winery in northern Mexico having a debate or being interviewed by somebody, and he's going to be talking about R. So if you think R mooned today, which it has, wait until Jeff's done with that interview and it goes viral. And each and every one of you out there should find, well, what you should do is you should watch me at 6 o'clock, because I think there's a paywall behind it. So I don't know if we can get access, but if I need to pay the subscription to be able to see it, then I can share it on my computer and just live stream it. And then you can send a link to people whom you want to get them educated on that. But I can't wait. That's going to be such a great interview. I love me some Jeff Berwick, as I know everyone else does. I mean, I would literally vote him to be president of the United States. No, fuck that. President of the free world. The free world. Jeff Berwick, the dollar vigilante for president. And I'm thinking his CTO should be Rafael Laverde, the crypto vigilante. Or he could be the CFO. Or he could be the lead investment advisor. I don't know. We can make this shit up as we go. Because it's our movie. Because we are actually, through our actions and through our positive energy and through our, you know, not bending the knee to what's going on around us, just ignore the shit out of everything going on around us, live your own life, breathe the fresh air, make some money, be a pirate. Arr! Oh, life is good. Life is good. So, let me think. Don't know whether I'm gonna... Friday night is one of my favorite nights because it's cheat night. Try to eat well during the week. So I'm really struggling right now. Do I want to go for that triple Five Guys cheeseburger and fries? Or do I want to get this... There's a great pizza. It's Taste of New York here near me, called Taste of New York. And I love their pizza. I like a double cheese, pepperoni, mushroom. Well done. That's my pizza. What's yours? Drop a comment down below on what your favorite pizza is. And there is no right answer. Because even if you're one of those vegans, you don't have to have meat on it. Hell, you're gonna have a field day with your pizza. You can put all kinds of veggies on it. I don't judge. If you're a keto specialist, order a damn pizza. Just stack it up with meat. Then when you get home, scrape all of those toppings off into a big-ass bowl. Throw that pizza crust away, or let someone you love who likes pizza crust eat it. You have a dog. I know my dogs love pizza crust. Share it. We're all in this together, people. Blockfolio finger is the thing, guys. I'm jonesing a little bit because as I've taken this walk, I don't know how much money I've made since I've been started this walk, but I think it's going to be a lot. And that's kind of cool. Oh, I know what I want to talk to you about. I touched on it yesterday, I think. But I want to reinforce it again for you numbskulls out there who are feeling really good about getting in on Pirate at $7.50 and seeing that it's approaching 20 bucks today. Stop! Stop! Stop that impulse of wanting to go back to Trade Ogre and cashing out some chips. Do you not get it? Do you not get it? This thing is going to 88 bucks. Yesterday, I made the prediction, 8 to 88. It's going to 88. I don't even think it's going to take that long to get there. And what is Ethereum trading at today? 2,300 maybe? Everything else is in the shitter on my Blockfolio app. I was like, man, if the rest of my portfolio wasn't all 10%, 15% down, jeepers, I don't know how I could feel any better, actually. But they'll catch up. But I think what people are doing is they're just, you know, they're having this aha moment, like, holy cow, you know, when they start to understand what a privacy coin is and the benefits. By the way, I'm going to have interview a tax advisor who knows his shit about crypto, and you know Uncle Odd, I will ask him the white elephant questions, the ones that people don't want to ask, like how do you avoid taxes? This is not investment advice. Nothing on this channel should be taken as investment advice. But so far, if you kind of follow along with what I've been suggesting, I think you're pretty happy with your subscription to Uncle Vigilante, which is smashing the like button and hitting the notification bell. That's not too expensive, is it? I think you have a pretty good ROI on that. But stop. Stop thinking about selling. Just hold on to your treasure. Bury it. Bury it. Go out back. Dig a hole. Dig a hole. And just ceremoniously, okay? Ceremoniously, I think you should do this. Dig a hole. Put some ones and zeros and alphanumeric characters on, from your seed phrase. And not all of them, of course. This is just a ceremony. The COVIDians have their mask. We have our buried treasure. I think we should make it a thing. If anybody goes and puts a bunch of alphanumeric bullshit seed phrase and you put buried treasure on it, and then you put it in some kind of a box, or I don't even care, it could be one of those plastic baggies that's going to destroy the planet. Go out and bury it and document it. I will put it on this channel and celebrate you for doing what I suggest. We should bury your treasure so that it takes away that impulse of you wanting to cash in your chips. Don't cash one penny in until it hits 88 bucks. And then when it's 88 bucks, I'm going to say, see, I told you so, dumbass. Do you realize that at one point in time, let's say you bought it at 15 bucks, do you realize at one point in time Bitcoin was $15 and one point in time Bitcoin was $88? How'd it work out for those people who sold at 88? Huh? How did it work out for those Ethereum multi-hundredaires or thousandaires who bought their Ethereum at 20 bucks and sold it 50? Ooh, I'm rich. No, guys. Hold, hodl. I think anyone over the age of 50 gets the pass of being able to say hold instead of hodl, just because it's always been in our vernacular to buy and hold. But I'm Uncle Odd. I'm Uncle Vigilante. I don't know shit. I'm learning shit. So now I know the word hodl. I should use the word hodl. I don't mind. I don't judge. All right, guys, I'm sparing you again. Tooey. Picking me up? You gonna pick up my face, my little girl? Come on, I'm the handsome one right over here. Yeah. There are a lot of different cigars out there. And I just keep coming back to Arturo Fuente cigars, because they taste good. They're predictable. They're not stupid expensive, and they just taste good. I don't like how it didn't pick up my face, so we're going to try this again. Come on, I'm right here. There you go. I think that's better. Let me see. Yeah, you're tracking me now, baby. You're keeping your eye on me. That's all right. I need you to keep an eye on me, because you catch things coming up behind me, like yesterday. Did everybody see that about the little boy who came running up behind me? If not, go look at that video. It'll break your heart. It's the video that says, what just happened? You should watch it. Watch it till the end. But let's be that team of pirates that just hodls, holds, berries, celebrates, wears pirate gear. When I get all my pirate gear in, I am going to do an entire walk. The entire walk, I'm going to be wearing my pirate gear. Everybody who drives by is going to look at me like I am a madman. And you know who's going to care? Not me. Do you think pirates care what anyone thinks about them? Now, I do want to say that the pirates that we know about are, you know, kind of have, they've been written into history negatively. I think we got to think about being the good pirates. Because I was thinking when my pirate bag gets big enough, and I do take some money off the table, I'm going to do some good with it. I know one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to surprise my daughters, and I'm going to send them each some pirate. I'm first going to tell them they got to figure out how to get a wallet. Once they get a wallet, they need to send me an address, and I'm going to send them some pirate. And I think that'll be fun. Then that'll be something that Dad and his daughters can do together. We can all suffer from blockfolio finger. I think that'd be a cool idea, don't you? And once I get them hooked, they're going to want to learn more about it. And I want them to learn more about this wonderful crypto ecosystem. But, boy, when you have a moon coin, guys, doesn't it? It makes it easier to think in generous terms. Especially when it starts to get ridiculous on how much this goes up and how much it will go up. Someone told me today that one day maybe I'll be considered an OG, a pirate OG. Maybe. I don't know. I kind of bet the farm on it. So, good for me. Good for my bag. Good for my pirate chest. And I just want to celebrate it with you. Because whatever you can afford, I am going to continue to buy all the way up. So I have a day job, just like you guys do. And I intend to, every paycheck that I get, screw all the other cryptocurrency, unless Mike Newton tells me to invest in a coin with Moonstream. I will have some dry powder for his suggestions. But otherwise, I'm just going to keep plowing it into Pirate. Because I'm a believer. I would break out into song, the I'm a believer. But I'm not going to, because I suck at singing. There was something I was going to say that was really important. We were talking about being generous. I know what I was going to say is I love the community so far. If you're not part of the official pirate Telegram, you're missing out on some great memes. You're missing out on a whole lot of dopamine hits in there. I think, I don't know if there's over 1,000 people in there, but there's a ton of people in there, all celebrating together. And, guys, this is your new family. That's what I was thinking about. I thought, you know, this last year has been really, really taxing on a lot of people. I will tell you, my heart was broken last night, just absolutely broken. Absolutely broken. There's a gentleman who, I'm getting goosebumps. There's a guy who I met through a friend when all of this lockdown shit started to happen. He was just the first one to make my day. He sent me all kinds of memes. He was just one of those meme collectors. And I, at the beginning, I was getting like 20 a day from him. And it's slacked off over the recently. But 2 days ago, I got a meme from him that was a car that had obviously been in a horrible accident where nobody could survive. And the meme was, yes, another COVID death documented. So that's a funny meme, right? Well, then last night I got a message, a text from a very, very good friend of mine, dear friend of mine, who introduced me to Jimmy. And he says, I have some bad news. Jimmy took his life. Took his life, shot himself. Nobody had any kind of clue that he was suffering from any kind of depression. I mean, he was sending me memes every day. I thought he was just a joyful, happy guy, and I am just so pissed off that he didn't call me. I mean, anybody out there right now that I'm talking to? Let me take off my glasses. Look at my eyes. I'm talking to you. If you're ever in a dark place, you reach out to Uncle V. We can have a chat. I've been there. I've been there when I went through the 2008 crash. And I'll never forget it. I literally, in a span of like 4 months, went from multimillionaire to totally bankrupt. And there was a point in time in my life to where I thought, you know, my family depends on me. And I had a lot of insurance policies. And I'm like, I'm worth more dead than alive. And I actually contemplated the unthinkable, but I didn't do it. I just didn't go through with it. Thank God. I got through that dark time, but I wish there was someone that would have told me that if you ever get into that kind of place, that kind of dark place, you call me. So that's an open invite to all of you out there that we are in this together. This is a wonderful community. The world has been through a lot of shit over the last year, but hope is not lost, man. Where one door opens, another one opens. One door closes, another one opens. And I will tell you, we can get through anything. And it's just not worth it, man. It's just not worth it. Life is so precious. And if you think about all the times in your life that have been really, really down and really, really dark, and you think about, you probably can think of a dozen different times to where you just thought that the life sucked so much that you know, you were over it. And maybe you even contemplated the unthinkable. And it happens. But when you get to that place in space, I want you to just repeat this sentence after many times. Look yourself in the mirror and say, it's urgent to do nothing. It is urgent to do nothing. Sleep it off. Wake up tomorrow. And you know how shit goes and is seasonal, man. Things turn around. And there'll be a point. I mean, think about the darkest day in your life. When that was. And since then, have you ever had any good days? Have you ever laughed? Have you ever belly laughed at something? Has somebody ever made your day? Have you ever made somebody else's day? The answer is yes, 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 and more yes. So just, it's urgent to do nothing. This too shall pass. There's a reason why that's a thing. I sure wish Jimmy... Somebody's calling me. Let me see who it is. I gotta take this. I'm back. Cigarless, but I'm back. That was just the CEO of Cripturns talking to me about how well the investors' presentation went. And, man, I told him, I said, look, you should feel really good about yourself as the founder of this, as the inventor, as the visionary. And now it's real. Now you've got it past, I'm not going to say it's at the 2-yard line, but we're past the 50-yard line. We're on the other side, marching downfield to score a touchdown. And that's super exciting, super exciting. I can't even tell you. I'm so proud of that team that presented today. And we worked really hard on it over the last 2 weeks. And yeah, other than walking and smoking cigars, Uncle Vigilante has a day job. And for me, you have to understand, to be able to now have one of our portfolio companies be a business that is crypto-centric is like a dream right now. So, yeah, today is a good day. Good day. I hope you're having a good day. Tune in tonight. I'll try to get this loaded and launched. When I get back, should have time so that you can see it before 6 p.m. If you tune in at 6 p.m., if I can figure a way to be able to live stream the Jeff Berwick interview, I will do that, and we can watch it together. So, oh, also let me know. I don't think I talked about this. If I did, then guess what? I'm old, and I, you know, somebody else is calling me. Anyway, have a good one. Cheers. Greetings. Greetings. Used to be named Uncle Odd, but now I'm known as Uncle Vigilante. And as you can see by the fact I'm wearing a gold chain with a Bitcoin on it, I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah, I'm a big deal. But there is one thing that my 43 attorneys that I just hired told me that I needed to say, which is a disclaimer. Don't take any of my advice. Don't take anything that I say on this show or any of my guests as sage counsel. Why? Why? Because I don't know shit.